The five biblical doctrines has been recorded in the United Kingdom by the True Jesus Church. All scripture quotations are from the Bible, New King James Version. The five biblical doctrines. Water baptism. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Baptism is one of two prerequisites for salvation laid down by our Lord Jesus. It was reissued by our resurrected Lord before his ascension. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. According to Paul, there is only one baptism, but in Christendom today, numerous modes of baptism are being practiced. Therefore, we need to examine the importance of and the correct mode of baptism. The importance of baptism. 1. To gain salvation. John 3:5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." After Adam and Eve had sinned, man could no longer behold the glory of God. Jesus has come to show us the way and to restore this holy status. "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." His repeated emphasis of being born again indicated the essentiality of baptism if we are to regain our lost status with God and enter into his kingdom. 2. To destroy our old selves. Romans 6:3-5. "Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. By enjoying ourselves in the death of Jesus in baptism, we are made to bury in his burial, in which the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ washes away our sins. As the glory of the Father raised Christ from the dead, we also should walk in newness of life by the risen power of Christ. In his resurrection, the new quality of life, that is of Jesus, replaces our old lives. Three, for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." At Pentecost, in answering the multitude, Peter pointed out that every one of them should repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Similarly, after God had shone upon Paul on his way to Damascus, Ananias hastened him to get baptized to wash away his sins. It is only when our sins are washed do we become righteous in the sight of God. 4. To be God's children. Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father." Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. 3. Through baptism, we are united into the body of Christ. In him, Christ adopts us as sons. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are his children. Mode of water baptism. 1. We must believe. Acts 8:37. Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." In Acts chapter 8, Philip did not reject the Ethiopian eunuch's request for baptism. Instead, Philip asked whether he believed with all his heart what was preached. Likewise, we who desire to be baptized have to believe in the gospel, in particular the teachings of Jesus and of the apostles. 2. We must repent. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." 3. When the listeners of Peter's sermon realize what a grave sin they had committed by condemning Jesus to the cross, they were overwhelmed by their guilt. They sought for a desperate measure to clear their conscience, asking Peter what they should do. Peter's reply was, "Repent and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins." Though we may not have committed such a major sin, we do sin against him in our daily lives. Repentance is thus our part that has to be fulfilled when accepting baptism. 3. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Before his ascension, Jesus spoke to the apostles, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have to note that the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is singular. When Jesus prayed to the Holy Father, he asked him to keep through his, the Holy Father's name, that he, the Holy Father, gave him, Jesus, those whom the Holy Father has given him, that they may be one as they are. There is no other name, Jesus, under heaven, given among men by which we must be saved. The name Jesus means the salvation of people from their sins. On the day of Pentecost, Peter's sermon cut the hearts of the listeners. They asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter answered them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Aside, all other accounts on baptism tell us that the apostles baptized others in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. To indicate the absolute importance of the name Jesus, the Apostle Paul stated, Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. 4. With head bowed. John 19:30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished, and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Romans 6:5. For if we have been united in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Before the Lord died, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. To be baptized with head bowed is to unite with the Lord in the likeness of his death. Also, the bowing of the head symbolizes our humility in admitting our sins before God. When Ezra prayed, he said, O my God, I'm too ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God. For our iniquities have risen higher than our heads, and our guilt has grown up to the heavens. 5. Full immersion. Matthew 3:13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. The word baptism means to dip or to immerse in water. In this regard, Jesus has set us a good example. He came all the way from Galilee to the River Jordan to request John the Baptist to baptize him. When he was baptized, he came up immediately out of the water. Philip the evangelist preached to the Ethiopian eunuch as they traveled along a desert road. Coming to some water, the eunuch requested baptism. They went down into the water, and after baptism, the eunuch came out of the water. These two examples indicate that baptism must be carried out through full immersion. 6. In living water. John 3:23. Now John also was baptizing in Aenon, near Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. This means the water must be flowing or running naturally. For example, the water of the River Jordan, where Jesus was baptized, was running. Similarly, the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized in a desert spring. In addition, all other accounts of baptism in the Bible were carried out in living water. 7. Baptists' requirements. John 20:21-23. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And then he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Another important point to note is that in performing water baptism, the Baptist must have already been baptized, as only a clean person shall clean the unclean. After his resurrection, the Lord Jesus appeared to the disciples. He said to them, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." When he said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Therefore, the Baptist must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as evidence that he is qualified and sent by God to baptize others. Infant baptism. Acts 11:14. Who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved? Acts 16:31-32. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. Apart from baptizing believing adults, we also baptize infants. One of the reasons is that sin is inherent in every human being. No one can run free from its dominion. This is due to one man's disobedience, from which sin entered into the world, and death is the result. Even though infants are not guilty of any purposeful sinning, they die too. Clearly, infants are imputed with the sin of Adam. And again, all who have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In the Old Testament, God promised Abraham he would give all the land that he could see to him and his descendants forever. God later reinforced his promise to Isaac. Today, on becoming the heirs of Abraham, in a spiritual sense, through baptism, this blessing of God will be given to us as well. Surely in the New Testament, God would not shower his blessings to the descendants of Abraham at the exclusion of infants. In the New Testament, there are many records about the baptism of whole households. Obviously, the word household covers all the members of a family, which undoubtedly includes infants, if they existed. In addition, Jesus confirms that only those who transform themselves to be like children can enter the kingdom of God. Jesus loves children and desires them to be in his kingdom. In conclusion, baptism is the way Jesus has laid down, which leads to salvation. It has to be administered upon both the believing adults and their infants. Most importantly, when accepting baptism, we must follow its correct mode as indicated by Jesus and the apostles. Thank you.
you.